Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. The National Safety Council estimates more than 42,000 people died in traffic crashes last year, an 8% increase over 2019. The Illinois number appears to be twice that, and the pandemic is getting some blame. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
Logic would suggest that fewer people on the roads would lead to fewer traffic deaths, but the NSC says open roads invite excessive speeding, and that's being blamed at least in part for the increase in traffic. Deaths.
And so I've seen the speeds go way up, and so have my officers.
Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel, a few months into the pandemic, was predicting what we're now seeing. The Illinois numbers are still being compiled, but the estimate from the State Department of Transportation is more than 1,100 traffic deaths last year, a 16% increase over 2019, and the most since 2007. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Another big change could be coming for Chicago public school students. After a year filled with challenges because of the pandemic, plans are now under consideration to move up the start of school in the fall.
Chicago public schools officials have asked the school board to consider a proposal to start the 2021-22 school year on August 30th. That's 1 week ahead of the traditional post-Labor Day start. The Sun-Times reports CPS leaders want to eliminate learning loss after an unconventional school year. Several Jewish parents told school officials that an early September start would conflict with Rosh Hashanah, forcing some families to choose between their faith and the first day of school. The schedule change still needs to be approved by the school board. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
As some parents and community groups are again calling for an elected school board, Mayor Lightfoot says parents will have a voice in whatever way the schools are run.
It's obviously important that we make sure that parents are heard. I think this last episode that we went through with CTU only underscored that.
She says she and her team are in the process of listening to a lot of stakeholders across the city about what school governance should look like. The COVID mass vaccination sites at the United Center in Chicago and a former Kmart in Des Plaines will start accepting appointments today, either online or by phone. A total of 110,000 appointments are available at the United Center. They're open to qualified seniors throughout Illinois. The Des Plaines site on the 1100 block of East Oakton is the fourth largest vaccination site in suburban Cook County. The others are in River Grove, South Holland, and Tinley Park. Two pharmacists working for the Memorial Health System in downstate Decatur have been fired. One of them allegedly took COVID vaccines home to family members who were not eligible to receive them. The pharmacist also allegedly pooled doses in the Pfizer vials to create more than six doses that were available. Officials say there was no issue of safety or loss of efficacy with the vaccinations. Investigators have not said what involvement the second pharmacist had in the incident. People's Gas says crews have now restored service to 91% of the customers who were affected by an outage on Tuesday. About 1,300 customers in Logan Square on the northwest side were left without heat when gas service was interrupted. People's Gas has not said what caused the interruption. People dealing with mental health emergencies now have another help option in Chicago. It's a new clinic offering quick appointments. Dr. Kamir Aldad is CEO of Mindful Urgent Care, says they're seeing many teens suffer anxiety or panic attacks.
Remote learning, which has put a very artificial type of level of pressure on these teenagers, and we're seeing them now retransition. Many of them will experience a new level of anxiety, especially if they've adjusted to being in the comfort of their own home.
Mindful Urgent Care has opened an office in Fulton Market and has plans for others in Lincoln Park and River North in the next 3 months. Amazon plans to open two new delivery stations in Northwest Indiana, promising hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars in investments to the region. The centers will be at the Crossroads Business Park in Merrillville and the Lakes of Valparaiso Business Park in Valpo. Both facilities are scheduled to open this year. There's a new report on where cases of heart failure in the U.S. are highest.
An analysis of U.S. county health records finds adults living in rural areas experienced higher rates of heart failure and death than adults in urban areas. Researchers from Northwestern University say from 2011 through 2018, some of the highest instances of heart failure deaths happened in rural counties in the South, and the largest increase in cases was among young Black men. Michael George, CBS News.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.